increasingly our ability to win for workers at a national level is being constrained by rules that are written globally. And so if we keep on playing the same union game that we've played for the last 50 years, we may win the game, we may get better at winning at those rules, but the rules will slowly get worse for us. And those rules are being rewritten often at a global level. The second point about the global situation is that many of the major problems that workers and young people and citizens in general face today are global problems. They can't be solved with purely national solutions. Migration, you know, and refugees, by its definition, is a cross-border problem. Climate change will not be resolved within nation states. When we talk about tax avoidance, which is very important for public sector workers, the way in which that occurs primarily is by shifting funds into tax havens and across national borders. So it's a lot of the major issues that we face are global issues, and we won't win our fights locally if we don't engage internationally and globally. And the trade agreements that you're seeing written, negotiated over the last few years, are the attempts of employers and the rich and the wealthy and basically capital and capitalists to write global rules about the way in which the world will operate in their favour, to their benefit. And what we need to be doing is doing the same thing, making sure that we have global rules that work for us. So that's at the heart of why the global trade union movement exists.